Welcome to the Devil's Violin podcast, featuring stories and music recorded remotely in lockdown. The stories we've chosen seem to speak in some way to the current crisis. The podcast is free, but if you wish to make a donation so we can create more, you can do so at www.thedevilsviolin.co.uk/donate. At our website, you can also buy a download of this and many other stories. Our thanks go to the Arts Councils of Wales and England for their support with this project. Today's story is called Isaac. Glamorgan, long ago, two young women were fast friends. Mary was the daughter of a prosperous farmer, Bethan, the daughter of the squire. One autumn, a traveller, a foreigner, came to Mary's farm asking if he could hire rooms. His name was Isaac. He said he wanted to be in the country and to have quiet for his studies. He offered to pay well, so Mary's father gave him two rooms for as long as he wanted them. After only a little while, the village felt quite at home with him. He was found to be a man of intellectual attainments and cultured company. The vicar, the squire, and the doctor all invited him to their homes. Isaac spoke with great insight and authority on the scriptures. He was a fine singer and teller of stories. Years later, the tales he had told were still remembered. One evening, before the farmer, the squire, and the vicar, Isaac told this tale. It is said King Solomon was renowned for his wisdom. Men and women would come from the four corners of the earth to consult with him. He lived in a great palace in Jerusalem. Servants waited on him hand and foot. The captain of his guard was named Benaiah. One day, King Solomon heard Benaiah bragging, "I can do anything, anything the king demands." King Solomon thought to himself, "Too much pride. I will teach him a lesson." So he summoned Benaiah. "You have 1 year to fetch me that thing that can make a happy person sad and a sad person happy. Benaiah bowed. I will return with that thing you request. He set off immediately. He searched and searched. He asked and asked. He asked old men, he asked wise women, he joined caravans of merchants, sailed the seven seas. The days became weeks, the weeks became months. All too soon, he had to begin his journey home, chastened and empty-handed. When he returned, in despair, he dawdled through the bazaar. He wasn't eager to admit his failure to his master. He found himself before a market stall. Everything on display was broken or tarnished. The stall owner, I have what you are looking for, my friend. I doubt it, said Benaiah. I look for that thing that can make a sad person happy and a happy person sad. Ah, said the stall holder, here. He dropped the dented ring into Benaiah's palm. Benaiah saw there were words etched into the metal. He looked, and for the first time in 12 months he smiled. Later that day, in the court, King Solomon saw Benaiah enter. Ah, there you are, my friend. Do you have that thing I have asked for? That thing that can make a sad person happy and a happy person sad? Benaiah dropped the ring into King Solomon's palm. King Solomon looked at Benaiah, looked at the ring. There were words etched into the metal. He read them. This too will pass. Solomon looked about at his grand palace, and suddenly all of this opulence meant nothing. He knew that all too soon it would crumble and fade away and turn to dust. King Solomon thanked Benaiah, and he wore that ring from then on. Some days it tormented him, others it consoled him. When Isaac had finished, the vicar bowed his head. Change and decay in all around I see. O thou that changeth not, abide with me. Autumn turned to winter, then spring. The stranger still remained. Toward the summer, he announced that he would go away for a few weeks. Next market day, the squire met the farmer and inquired after his family. My Mary has been so unhappy this past fortnight. So, said the squire, how's my Beth then? The fathers consulted their daughters and both received the same reply. Isaac has been wooing me. On his return, the fathers confronted Isaac. You have behaved in a most unseemly manner, sir. It is not proper to pay attentions to a woman without the permission of her father, and to court two at the same time. A tear fell from Isaac's eye. It is my fate to win love, but my destiny never to marry. Next morning he was gone. In the following weeks, Bethan wasted away. She refused to eat or drink and died of a broken heart. Mary watched her lose the will to live and swore that she would not suffer the same fate. In time she found another suitor, and she married, and had 3 sons. 20 years later, on the anniversary of Bethan's death, Mary awoke thinking of the friends she'd left behind. Bethan's life had ended before it had even begun. Bethan had never known the love of another, and never reared children. Mary went to her friend's grave. As she approached the churchyard, she saw another standing by the stone, his head bowed, his hat in his hands. Though he had his back to her, she knew it was Isaac. He turned, and he was just as he had been when last she had seen him. He was the same beautiful young man she had known when she was young. She crossed herself. "What manner of creature are you? You are not a man, and your actions are not those of an angel. You are a devil."
"A devil, then?"
"No," said Isaac. "Not an angel. Or a devil. Listen." Long ago, in Jerusalem, our Lord Jesus Christ made his way up the steep hill to Calvary, carrying his cross, a crown of thorns on his brow. Men and women had come to watch the spectacle. A man in the crowd picked up a rock and threw. It struck Christ's temple. Christ stumbled and fell. The man laughed. "Move along, move along." "I am leaving," said Christ, "but you will stay until my return." And in the years that followed, the seasons changed, but the man who threw the stone did not. He watched his wife grow old and frail. He cradled her in his arms as she breathed her last breath. At the funeral, about him he heard whispering, "How could so youthful a man be the same age as the ancient wife he was burying?" He fled from Jerusalem in fear of his life, and so began his wandering from village to village, town to town, city to city, nation to nation. Imagine the despair of such a one. Lifetimes never knowing another's touch. Watching others live and love and die. Jealous. Jealous of their joys and their woes. In time, he would weaken. Every 100 years, the loneliness, the isolation would be too much. Though he knew it could only bring misery, he would find one with whom he could enjoy a few moments of communion. And then one morning he would awake from his delusion. He would remember cradling the frail body of his ancient wife in his arms as she breathed her last. And so he would flee, leaving another broken heart behind. "Tell me," said Isaac, "what would you call such a one?"
Mary said. Not a devil. Just a man.
Isaac nodded, put on his hat, and walked away.
We hope you enjoyed our tale. The Devil's Violin are Daniel Morden, storyteller, Sarah Moody on cello, and Oliver Wilson Dixon on violin. Oliver also mixed and produced the show. To hear more stories and music, please subscribe. And don't forget you can donate at www.thedevilsviolin.co.uk/donate. When touring is permitted, we will be out and about again with a new show, The Beast in Me. Thank you very much for listening.